Okay, Dominic Johnson is on injured reserve. We put up Cedric Griffin. Lichtensteiger, ankle, did not practice today. It'll be a game-time decision, very similar to Trent when he went through his injury. Gomes, knee, is questionable. He did practice today. And Fletcher did not practice today, but he is probable. He went through walkthroughs.
To what extent did DJ Gomes practice?
Enough where he was limited, but he practiced. Yeah. That's got to be some kind of fine. That's got to be something.
Mike, to move Cedric Griffin up like that, did he show you enough this week that you think he'll be able to make an impact?
I hope so. That's why we got him up.
You said Corey would be similar to Trent, but it's pretty rare over the 3 years we've covered you that a guy hasn't practiced at all week and has played on Sunday. Would you say it's fair for us to lean to the idea that you're ready to play without Corey at this point?
Well, like I said, very similar to Trent. Trent didn't practice during the week either, and we'll test him out before the game and do what we think gives us the best chance to win.
Mike, you praised Larribas after the last game for stepping in there for Corey late. What have you seen of him this week? How much more comfortable does he look now getting, I guess, probably...
Well, he got all the reps,
yeah.
So you got some repetition, you know, during the week, which is always a good sign. A lot of times guys will go out early, and somebody gets forced into play that hasn't had the repetition. So Larribas got the reps this week, and, you know, Corey's got the experience. So, again, we'll see how he is before the game.
Like some of the guys over the last few weeks of the season, last few games at home, even when there wasn't a game 7 days prior, complained about the surface that they were playing on at FedEx. Huh. I know you don't necessarily like re-sodding because you think there's problems with that as well, but what types of things did you guys do this week maybe to help with the footing, and are you at all concerned about that?
Well, sometimes re-sodding is good. I've had re-sodding that's worked quite well, you know, and I've been on some re-sods that were very, very poor. And we rushed for a lot of yards last week, and the surface was good enough to not slip. So that's a pretty good sign. I know it doesn't all look that good, but relative to the footwork, I didn't think it was bad at all from a running back standpoint. From running back standpoint, as well as the wide receivers, I didn't see people slipping, and so that's a good sign. So anyway, both teams got to play in the field.
Just first to clarify, so Larribas would probably go if Corey can't?
Yes, he would start if Corey can't.
Okay. And second thing, if you've been, you know, this team has been remarkable staying on an even keel through the 7-game winning streak. Any, you know, are they maintaining that? Any sign of edginess, nerves, playoff nerves going on out there?
No, I think you said it best. It's been like a 7-game, or it's been 7 games, a do or die situation. So I think our mindset has been the same. Great preparation during the week, and you know, you got to go get it done on the weekend.
Coach, I have two unrelated questions. The first one is, when you look at the numbers, Seattle has outscored Washington in the first quarter 98-79 points, but in the fourth quarter you guys outscore them 121-99. Which would you rather be and why is question one.
I just want to have one more point than they do at the end of the game. Mindset is some games are tight, 10-7, 10-9. Other games are 35-34. I think both teams have the capabilities of scoring points. Both defenses have the opportunity to shut offenses down, too. So you never know in a game like this which way it's going to go, but it should be a good game.
And then my second question is, on Sunday, three of the hottest rookie quarterbacks in the league, all in the playoffs, playing within 30 miles of each other on one day. What does it say about the league and this area?
Well, you know, first of all, I think you talk about the team. You know, talk about Seattle. They've got, you know, number one ranked defense in the National Football League, fewest points scored, a very good offensive line, good scheme as well. You know, we've got a little experience over the last few years with our offense. We've been able to put a nucleus of people together. And with the addition of Robert and Alfred, we've been able to make some strides. And relative to Indy, since, you know, we don't go against them like the other teams. We're looking at teams in the AFC like you look at teams in the NFC. But, you know, they've done a fantastic job as well. So, you know, you're just trying to take advantage of an opportunity now. But three excellent quarterbacks that are playing extremely well.
Mike, what are your impressions of the job Morocco Brown has done for the organization, and what has he done to help you guys get to where you are now?
Morocco's done a great job. You know, he's a hard worker, a very dedicated, a very detailed person. If you need to know who's out there and who gives you the best chance to help your football team if somebody goes down, he does a fantastic job of watching film and a great job of evaluating players.
You talked last week or earlier in the week about assistant coaches getting opportunities to interview and how that helps their career. Do you feel the same way about a guy like Morocco?
Oh, without a question. You're always pulling for guys that advance. If it's in your organization or another organization, you want people that work hard to get an opportunity to advance themselves. And, you know, as we all know, Morocco's got a chance to, you know, be the at least interview for the GM job, and he'd do a great job if he's selected.
Mike, after a week of practice, is there any possibility that Robert might be able to play without the brace on Sunday, or is that strictly a medical decision?
Yeah, it's a medical decision to support the LCL so you don't stretch it in a, you know, a certain way that it could injure it. So it can injure it. You know, I shared that with you, I think, a few days ago.
Right, but so he'll definitely still have it on, though,
yes,
on Sunday. Second one, special teams. Red Bryant had a couple of blocked field goals against you, field goal and an extra point attempt last week, had one a couple of weeks ago. And then Leon Washington, you know, one of the most prolific kickoff returners. I guess how big of an element do you think that may be in swinging the outcome of this game?
Well, it could be a big difference. You know, Washington is a difference maker, Pro Bowl player. He's a Pro Bowl player for a reason. He's got a lot of respect by a lot of different coaches and players, and he plays accordingly. You got a chance to make a big play at any time, and you got a guy like Bryant who's consistently penetrated lines for field goal blocks, and yeah, it'll be you know, it'll be something that we've concentrated on, and we better play well in those areas to win.
Hey, Mike, in the back here, what do you like most about your team?
Well, you know, it starts with you know, trying to get players, first of all, that can play at a high level. I think we've been able to do that. And, you know, we've talked about character from day one, you know, guys that are willing to work hard on a day-to-day basis, regardless if things are going good or bad. You know, they got that work ethic, the sense of urgency that you look for. And I think we've got that type of football team right now. We've got a young football team with a lot of guys that we've brought in on draft choices as well as free agents, surrounded by veterans that have lasted over the last 3 years, and I just like the character of our team.
Mike, obviously Rob Jackson's made plenty of plays this year at outside linebacker. Do you see any versatility in him in future situations where he can play elsewhere other than that outside linebacker in a 3-4?
Well, it's okay to be an outside linebacer in the 3-4 because if you are, normally you're in the nickel package, you're the, you know, outside defensive end rushing the quarterback. And as I've said before, Rob he has done a fantastic job when he was on the scout team as an outside linebacker or a defensive end. And he's got the quickness to put pressure on a quarterback. And he really stepped up the second half of the season and started playing at a very high level. And one of the reasons we've been able to win the games we've won.
Mike, you obviously have a lot of experience coaching at this time of year, but it has been a few years since you've been in the playoffs. What, for you personally, some old feelings coming back, or does it feel like week 18, just another week?
Well, I think two out of my last 3 years in Denver before we were in the AFC Championship game, and we lost a tough one. You know, had the opportunity to beat New England. We lost to Pittsburgh, and they went on to win the Super Bowl. And the next two out of 3 years, we lost the last game of the season. And you realize that, you know, it's all about getting the playoffs. Once you get there, you have an opportunity. Pittsburgh won the Super Bowl. I believe it was a 6th seed that year. And so it's how you play once you get there. And we're excited to be here. Hopefully we take, you know, the opportunity to win some games.
Hey, Mike, to follow up on what you said earlier about liking your team's character, how do you define character?
Now, people being accountable, you know, people taking great pride in what they do, doing the little things the right way, you know, accountability, preparation, knowing the time that you have to put in, that we're only as strong as the old saying goes, as the weakest link. But when you got to put it, when you got a football team, you got 46 guys dressing out. If everybody plays hard for each other, then you got a chance to do something for a team. If you're playing individually for yourself and accolades, the chances are you can get to the playoffs, but you can't win it. What I mean by that is wide receivers taking pride in blocking. You don't have that all the time. And then in return, that offensive line taking pride in, you know, pass protecting, play action pass. And when you got people playing hard for each other, usually good things happen. And that's on both sides of football. And so often guys, you know, they get caught up into not playing for each other, and it's really hard to do something special unless you're playing for each other.
Coach, to follow up on Chris's question about Robert and his brace, how did he do today with it in practice? And any difference than what you've seen in the last 3 weeks? And do you think he is a special talent to be able to practice through and play through that?
Well, the LCL usually takes about a month to heal. We're right around a month right now. So hopefully he feels better this week than he did last week. It looks like he does at practice. You know, with the brace, you know, you got to work through it because that's going to protect him. But I think as each week goes by, I think he's going to feel more comfortable with his knee. So is he 100%? I think we'll find out on Sunday. I can't tell you that for sure.
Hi, Coach. Could you put into words, I guess, just what it means to play a game at home at this time of year as opposed to going on the road, what that home atmosphere does for a team?
Well, that's why your first goal is winning the NFC East, because you're guaranteed a home playoff game, you know, regardless what your record is. You can be 8-8, and if you win your division, you're guaranteed a home playoff game. So that's why everybody shoots to win their division. Everybody would like a bye if possible, but if you're not in that situation, what better situation playing your first home game in front of your fans? And that crowd noise is always a big factor.